Welcome to the Chillcast. No crazy intro. We're just going to go into it. Sarah.
Hi.
I love you.
I love you too.
Sarah, I have a question for you.
Okay. What is the question?
Who's your favorite classic cartoon character?
Classic cartoon character. Does it have to be from a movie or a TV show? No. Can it be a group?
You're asking too many questions. Well, let me give you a starter here.
I mean, I really like Scooby-Doo and the Gang.
All right.
I don't know if that's really considered a classic.
That's a classic. No, yeah.
But I really like Scooby and the Gang. I like the somewhat diversity, at least in the shapes of
somewhat
the characters.
Somewhat diversity?
Well, I mean, they're all white, but it's fine.
Not Scooby.
He's a dog. How about you, Zachary? What is your favorite
classic?
No,
wait. We got to dig into Scooby-Doo for a moment.
We got to dig into Scooby. All right.
No, I don't want to dig into Scooby.
No, that would be bad.
Listen.
All right.
What if you had to look at the ranking? If you had to make a ranking of Scooby-Doo characters, who's the worst?
Who's the worst? Who's,
yeah, I don't care. Everyone knows the best. Scooby.
Well, okay. Out of the human characters, Velma has always been my favorite.
Okay, not the worst, though.
Boost. Not the worst. I mean, I've never been a real big fan of Fred.
Ooh.
I don't love Fred.
He's not my... I'm going to say probably Daphne.
Daphne evolved over the years.
She's not a Pokemon.
What? I understand that. What I mean, though, is that
they gave her
stuff.
We're talking about the original cartoons.
And the I mean,
in the original cartoons, she's just the rich one.
She was the ditzy rich one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, she
not
definitely
a lot
was
on the meat on the bones either.
Well, no, that which is why Velma's my favorite.
If I okay, so we agree, Daphne on the bottom, maybe. Or you put or no, Fred. You said Fred.
To me, Fred is not the bottom.
You know what
for
Fred's
me.
Last name is.
Well, it's not a stare, and so I don't really care. That rhymed.
That's not very chill. It's Rogers. No, wait. Where's Shaggy's last name, Rogers?
I think Shaggy's last name is Rogers. Oh, boy, it's going to be...
All right, so Fred at the bottom of the list.
Fred at the bottom.
Daphne next.
Then Daphne.
She is on top.
Then...
Of Fred.
Yeah.
Usually.
Well, yeah, probably.
And then... Shaggy.
Yeah.
Then Velma.
Yeah. Then Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
But where does Scrappy do?
Well, he wasn't part of the original lineup. He was added on later.
But he's a classic cartoon character.
Mm.
Rank every Scooby-Doo secondary, primary, and tertiary character.
You mean just in, like, the Doo family?
No,
because there was,
not,
like, Hillbilly Doo or something.
I don't think his name was Hillbilly Doo.
I don't remember his name. But he did.
What
he
about
had, like, a,
the
like,
Looney Tunes? I think, okay,
I
look, let's...
So, okay, I like Tiny Toon Adventures.
I'm not, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about classics.
But, okay, all right, yeah.
I think it can't be any later than the 80s.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know. Okay, it could be, Tiny Toon was the 90s, though.
Yeah, it was.
That's too close. If we were alive, I don't think it counts.
That's fair.
There was a cat explosion. Very close to us.
Oh, boy.
On the Chillcast, we don't care about this stuff.
No. You guys get to hear our blunders. Sorry. Okay. So,
Looney Tunes. I think worst Looney Tunes character... How about this? Actually, I'm going to change it up here. I'm going to throw a Looney Tunes character at you, and you tell me what you think of them. Ready?
Okay.
Bugs Bunny.
Well, he's awesome.
Okay.
You can't not love Bugs Bunny.
Daffy Duck.
He's a good comic relief.
That seemed less like a compliment and more like... That's what was that? A backhand compliment, I believe, is what they call that.
I mean, Daffy's funny on his own, but he tends to be bossy, and he tends to be kind of rude.
Bugs is a pretty bossy, rude man. Bunny thing.
This is true, but he's more cunning than bossy.
See, okay, let's... Bugs Bunny, whatever you want to call him. People say he's a smart rabbit. He doesn't ever have to deal with smart people. His entire fucking roster...
Well, the smartest person that he probably has to go up against is Daffy. Or animal creature, sorry.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, Daffy's the only one.
His main villain is literally a guy called Elmer Fudd who can't even talk correctly. Like, seems like he has some sort of brain damage. Like, he's not able to, like.
Possibly. Yeah.
And then his other people, other enemies, whatever you want to call them, include, like, Daffy, who we've just, described, not me. I don't agree with it, that he's a comic relief character who has no redeeming qualities. I believe those were your exact words. And then, like, other.
Have any redeeming
qualities. I'm going to say Bugs Bunny is not very smart. He's just dealing with a lot of idiots. When you're the smartest idiot in the room, it doesn't make you a genius.
I suppose that's correct, yes.
Foghorn Leghorn.
I don't know how to. It's also interesting because he's the
chicken.
Yeah, I know.
The tall chicken.
Yes, he's the tall chicken. But he's also part of like a.
Not a normal sized chicken.
Different part of the Looney Tunes. Like, he never.
He interacted with Daffy Duck. He was on the Looney Tunes show, which isn't a classic, but it does confirm his status as a Looney Tunes.
Which I never watched that, but.
What the fuck you got against the birds in Looney Tunes?
I don't have anything against
Daffy.
The
is just.
I love Tweety Bird.
Tweety Bird's like bottom tier.
I like Tweety. I mean, I like Sylvester more. Sylvester, well, yeah. He's a cat, and I love cats. Just
go back to Foghorn Leghorn. What the hell's your problem with Foghorn Leghorn?
I'll say.
No,
I don't
do that.
I don't know. He's kind of a womanizer, which I don't love.
Wait, what Foghorn are you watching?
Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong chicken.
Yeah, he's just an old guy. He's like the colonel, and he just like kind of, you know, he screws around with a dog and like Widow Hen. He kind of wants to talk to her. I don't think he wants to fornicate with Widow Hen.
No.
If it happened, it
makes fun of Widow Hen.
No, he makes fun of everyone. That boy ain't got two. No, we're not gonna do impressions.
I don't know. I don't have any strong feelings for Foghorn Leghorn. Apparently you do.
I do. He's one of my favorites.
Oh, well, all right.
Marvin the Martian.
I love Marvin the Martian. I like his animation. I like his...
I think he looks weird.
I love it. I think...
But, like, not in a cool way.
I like it. I love the style of Marvin
the
Martian.
What's his face? Why is he hiding his face?
Because he's a Martian. I like Marvin the Martian. I think he's cute. He's got a cute little
Better than Foghorn?
Voice. Yeah.
Better than Daffy?
No.
Okay. So okay, real quick. When people talk about DC, they talk about, like, the Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder Woman, Batman, Superman.
I mean, for Looney
What's
Tunes...
What's the Looney Tunes Trinity?
Oh, man.
Bugs and Daffy, guaranteed, right?
Yeah, Bugs.
So who's our third? That's what we got to figure. Well, I would put Foghorn, but you wouldn't agree with that.
No, if anything, I would put Porky Pig.
Oh, here's my problem with Porky, and we're gonna lay it down here.
Oh boy, here we go. Laying down the bacon.
This is a chill cast. It's a chill cast.
Laying down the
You're
bacon.
Not. That's not very chill.
Bacon.
Don't start a fight with Porky Pig.
Because he's a pig.
I know. It's in his name. Yeah. Porky hasn't really got any interesting cartoons. Name a Porky Pig cartoon.
I mean, I couldn't name a Daffy cartoon.
Well, not name it, but you can name... You could... Okay, if I ask you to, like... You remember Daffy cartoons. Like, there's the one where, like, the artist is drawing him a different way. Okay, like, give me a summary of a Porky Pig cartoon.
I can't.
Exactly. He sucks. Porky Pig sucks, and the only reason we know about him is just because he goes... That's all, folks, at the end of cartoons. Or whatever. So...
He's definitely a tertiary character in the Looney
Tunes. I don't even
universe.
Say he's. I'd say he's like, you know what? Porky Pig is when you go to see a new Marvel movie and it does that intro. You know, the dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. And it shows, that's all Porky Pig is in the Looney Tunes universe. He's just the logo.
Yeah.
Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner. They're a couple. They're a pair.
Yeah. I mean, I love them.
I think they could be a trifecta. They could be a trifecta.
They have some of my favorite cartoon, just in general.
Yeah, yeah.
The antics that those two come up with are brilliant. I love both of them very much.
Yosemite Sam.
I like Yosemite Sam.
Do you like the mudflap Yosemite Sam that so many people have?
What?
On the back of pickup trucks, they got like the like a mudflap and it has him. Like a huge thing.
I have not seen that.
You've never seen that?
Every time I see a truck, though, I usually kind of try to ignore them on the road, though.
You're alienating our truck listeners.
I'm sorry, but
I don't have a problem with you folks.
I don't have...
She doesn't like your mud flaps, apparently.
I don't check out your mud flaps. I'm sorry.
Pepe Le Pew.
So old me loved Pepe Le Pew. I thought it was funny, but like now...
You mean young you?
Yes.
Because you're old now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Young me. Loved Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah.
Like... Now, older me looking at Pepe Le Pew, like, I mean, he's grabbing young cats by the tails.
Usually that grabbing one cat, them one cat.
Well, yes, and yeah. It's just, I mean, it's abuse.
But to be fair, she always gets the upper hand.
She does always get the upper hand. She
but it is a little weird to go back to.
Yeah, no, that one I don't feel like stands Pepe Le Pew up as much. However, it's also a skunk and a cat, so... Oh, there's our
but they are anthropomorphized into such a degree that they have true. Human qualities.
Yes.
He speaks.
Mm-hmm.
She speaks sort of. She goes, isn't her whole thing, everything's French. She's like, le huff, le huff, le huff.
Like I think. Well, the stop. The cartoons themselves are usually.
He speaks a lot.
Very.
He's like, well, the chase is. Oh, I had a burp there. The chase.
Oh, boy.
Or something. Pepe Le Pew would be screwed in the Me Too era.
Mm-hmm.
He'd go down fast.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Like he'd be the Weinstein of this whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
Not to make light of it, but he would be gone instantly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you bring that up, and then we actually had this conversation the other day about, like, Speedy Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
Just as far you think as he'd characters go down in the that, Me Too
movement?
No. I as far as characters that don't necessarily hold up today. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, Speedy.
Well, he himself is a bit of a caricature, a bit racist, yes. But the bigger problem was his friends.
His friends, right?
They were very racist is the easiest way to describe it. Stereotypes.
It was very much a stereotype whenever they would display his friends.
Here's the thing. It
would be very...
Here's how you know you have a racist cartoon or a stereotypical cartoon issue. If you wouldn't do the impression of the character around people... you wouldn't do Speedy or his friends' impressions around actual, like, Hispanic folk. I wouldn't.
Oh, absolutely not. Well, we mentioned earlier, I mean, there's Tweety and Sylvester.
I never liked Tweety.
Oh, I love
Tweety. Always.
I mean, I liked Sylvester a lot more, Tweety... and I loved Granny. Granny was great.
Granny. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Their owner. Sylvester's owner, Granny.
She seems like a mean woman.
No.
Caging up a little bird that can talk. That's a fucked up thing to do. Anything that can tell you it doesn't want to be in a cage shouldn't be in a cage.
Which could...
Kids... Birds.
I don't remember. Could Granny understand what Tweety said?
No.
I don't remember.
Because at some point, Tweety would have been like, let me out of this cage. There's a fucking cat.
But then that brings up nobody can understand point.
Sylvester either.
That's true. So how come... But can Elmer...
Understand bugs? Yeah. Yeah.
But in, like, the new Looney Tunes show. I never saw
it. And in the old one, too.
Well, but... So could... If... Granny ran into bugs. Could she understand bugs?
In the show, in the new show, yes, that does happen, I think.
If Elmer, by the way, in the new show, okay, wait, hold up. Sylvester.
I like this conversation. I'm going to pin it for just one moment.
Oh, boy.
The new show, they do a whole episode where you find out Granny was a spy in World War II for the Allies fighting Nazis. That's not a joke. You can, I'm not lying. You can look this up. I want you all to Google that. Yeah, she was like a badass in the war.
You know, I'm not surprised. Granny, I always liked Granny. She seemed like a strong, independent
woman.
So
what you're trying to describe here is like the rules of human animal interactions.
Yes.
And to which I would tell you is that shit goes out the window. Well, that shit goes out the window because the animals are wearing gloves.
Yeah, all right.
I think the rule is if they wear gloves, they're human enough that people can talk to them.
Well, Daffy doesn't wear gloves.
Google it. Give me some. Hold up.
I don't believe he does. Maybe I am incorrect here, but we'll find out here shortly. Now I'm trying to think of more Looney Tunes characters while Zachary is looking this up real quick.
No, he doesn't wear gloves.
Oh
yeah, because that's right.
Nailed it.
So they did a whole thing about that on the Looney Tunes show. They had a whole joke about it. It was actually pretty funny.
About why he doesn't wear gloves.
You should watch the Looney Tunes show.
I will have to check that out.
Oh, other Looney Tunes characters?
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to think? Yeah. The kangaroo.
The kangaroo.
The kangaroo. He'd be like, you know, Sylvester Stallone. Sylvester the cat would go into a room because his son would go in there and see a little rat. And then he'd go in there and be the kangaroo.
Oh, I kind of remember that.
Not a very bad one. Tasmanian.
Oh, the Tasmanian Devil. That's right. Mm-hmm. I don't have very strong. All right,
so
feelings.
Okay, trifecta. What's the trifecta? Bugs, Daffy.
Oh man. I mean, so I'm going to be honest with you. I just pulled up, like, the Looney Tunes character list, and
I guess
the trifecta that they are showing, like, the first three characters is Bugs, Tweety, and Daffy. I don't know if I agree with Tweety in there. That's the only one that I don't necessarily know if I agree with.
I'm gonna say
Bugs, Daffy, and Elmer, because those three at least have an episode together.
I'm gonna say Porky.
That's what I say originally.
Yeah, I've come around on it, though. Even though I hate the little fucker. And I don't actually think he's that interesting.
He's definitely not an interesting character, but I think of the Looney Tunes, those three are the first ones that pop into my head.
Yeah.
That's right. The girl cat that we were talking about earlier, that Pepe Le Pew is constantly after, her name is Penelope Pussycat. I forgot about that.
I didn't even. Okay. So Looney Tunes is great.
Looney Tunes is wonderful.
Classic cartoons, we're talking here. Disney characters, Disney cartoons, all are pretty fucking forgettable.
What do you mean?
I'm talking the same classic era. Name, not counting Steamboat Willie, I want you to describe a Disney classic cartoon to me right now.
Besides Steamboat Willie?
You know, fucking, most people can't even explain Steamboat Willie, if we're being honest. But
Well, before that, there was Oswald the Rabbit.
We're not talking about... I like Oswald. He's good. He's fine. But, you know, you can throw him in... Describe any of their... Describe a cartoon they had. I can't.
No, I sure
exactly.
can't.
He's bad. And he's not interesting. Mickey's boring.
He's boring. I feel like just doesn't... Here's the thing about Mickey.
Because the trifecta...
He doesn't have a story.
Yeah, no, he's just a mouse. He's just a mouse that's, like, kind of crazy in the original series.
And in the original series, he was a miscreant. He was just mischievous.
He's a shitbag.
He really was. He was
the trifecta for Disney's easy, though.
Oh, yeah, Donald, Goofy, Mickey.
Yeah. So, that's easy.
How did we get to that, though? I have no idea.
Because Donald's huge. Donald's huge, but like comics.
DuckTales.
In comics.
Yeah.
He's the most... Here's something. You can Google this. Not counting superheroes, he's the most... He's the character who's been in the most comic books of any character in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Not counting like your Spider-Mans and such.
No.
They still print.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So let's get into it, okay? So, wait, this is Mickey, like, I think he's dumb and boring. He doesn't actually, isn't interesting. But I get why he's part of the trifecta. He's the fucking logo of the company.
Yeah.
Donald Duck, once again, makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Popular character, fun, mm-hmm. whatever. He has his nephews. He's got a world around him.
Oh, yeah.
Goofy sucks and has no...
Goofy
no,
does? Goof Troop? Name, okay, I love the
goof
movie.
Troop, name
I
a,
loved
name
the some, movie.
Name Goof Troop. Describe Goof Troop to me beyond the name.
The movie?
Yeah. Something very...
It was like him and his son, and they went on a road trip together.
Like The Last of Us?
Well, I never played that, so I don't know. But, no, they went on a road trip together, and it was
that's
to
goofy,
go
right? That's...
see a concert or something.
Oh,
yeah,
I kind of remember that.
Because his son, Max,
sounds real memorable.
To see him.
Sounds really memorable.
Yeah, hey, I remember the son's name, Max.
You can literally sing the words to the DuckTales theme song.
That's true. It's in my head right now, actually.
Exactly. Goofy. Nothing.
No, Goofy.
And, okay, and I'm going to make an argument here. Okay, fair. You say Goof Troop's a good film.
I
don't disagree
liked
with you.
It.
Don't disagree with you there. But do you like it because of Goofy, or do you like it because of the world and the characters? Find a solo Goofy cartoon you can describe to me.
The one, it's a very, very old one. But the one where he goes to the gym and he tries all the exercise equipment.
I kind of remember that
one. I love that
one.
Cartoon. That cartoon was actually okay. Featured in Roger Rabbit. That was the
cartoon.
Oh,
so I'm going to have to strike that out.
That, what?
Because that's the reason why you remember it.
No, I remember
Rabbit.
It because
I'm gonna
I
have
actually
to strike
remember
that.
Watching
I'm strike
it.
That
and then I remember seeing
name another,
Roger Rabbit.
Okay, well, name another one. Exactly. All right.
I feel
so,
like he worked a lot of different jobs.
You're kind of are you describing Goofy or are you describing like a single parent or something here?
Well, he was a single parent.
He had Maribel Cow. What was her name?
Not
Claribel?
In Goof Troop.
Clara? She wasn't in Goof Troop?
No. He was a single parent, I thought.
Should she die?
I don't think at that time.
Who's Max's mom?
I don't think. I don't know. It's been also a very long time since I've seen that. Movie. I do remember
it. Is it called Goof Troop?
Yeah, it's Goof Troop.
Okay, but for real, name, like, start naming other Disney characters beyond the trifecta. Like, it.
Well, I mean, it's not that hard.
Okay.
You really want me to go through
Miss
this?
Goof.
Oh, Mrs. Goof. Oh,
Miss
but
Goof.
She didn't have a face.
Also known as Miss Geef.
I don't know about that.
Who the fuck wrote this? The cat's destroying a box. Who wrote this entry into Wikipedia, Disney Wiki? Miss Geef?
Yeah, I don't, I did not know about that. For whatever reason, I was thinking that Goofy
okay,
was
so no, player. That's not Max's mom.
Aha!
That's Goofy Jr.'s, wait, who is Max? He originated as Goofy Jr. in the shorts.
Yes, but it was Max Goof.
But he was not known as Max until the 1992 anime's TV series, which was a TV show, Goof Troop.
Okay, well, I saw they made a movie also. I do remember the movie.
A lot of holes in your story so far.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Disney characters are kind of lame overall, though.
I mean, it depends. When you
Clarabelle, fucking cow.
Okay, see, when you say Disney characters,
that's what
I mean. You mean those. When I
classic cartoons is our topic. That's what we started this all out before the 80s.
So, like, Jasmine and Aladdin
no,
are
they don't count. That's what I'm saying. No, those characters are great. They're
Snow
also
White?
Based on stories that they didn't create. I'm talking their wholly original classic cartoon characters are garbage.
Well, yeah, there's Clarabelle Cow.
Name
and
a Clarabelle fucking cow short.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
What's the big guy?
Clyde? No. Pete.
You know what's funny is when you said Clyde, I was like, yeah, I think that's his name. I don't fucking know what these
no,
people...
No, it's Pete. It's
okay.
Pete. I play a lot of Kingdom Hearts. It's Pete.
I was going to say, you can't name characters that appear in Kingdom Hearts and then you're screwed.
It's Pete. It's definitely Pete. But I feel like Clyde was like the... Clyde sounds right. I'm going to just do a quick Google here for Disney Clyde and see where that's coming from. Oh, Clydesdale.
I love that. Okay. All right, so Warner Brothers, let's see what kind of characters you got. Well, we got Bugs Bunny. We got Daffy Duck. We got Elmer Fudd. We got, you know, Yosemite Sam. Porky
yes.
Pig.
We just named all of them, yes. All
right. Disney, who do you got? We got Clyde.
No, that was not a Disney character. I was in
shit, we got Clarabelle?
We got Clarabelle, Goofy, Donald, Daisy, Mickey.
Oh, here's another problem with Disney things. Half those characters you name are just, like, they took the male model and they just, like, added a bow to it.
Yeah.
And Minnie Mouse is a character now. What's Daffy's?
Daisy Duck? Daisy Duck.
Where's she? She doesn't really get much of screen time, does she?
I don't know, because the only time... when you
Why is Goofy fucking a cow?
I don't know. I don't have a good answer.
Mickey fucks a mouse. Mm-hmm. He's a mouse. Daffy? Mm-hmm. Not Daffy. Probably Daffy. Maybe Daffy. Sorry there. Donald fucks a duck.
Mm-hmm. You know...
Goofy, though.
Well, what's wrong with being different?
Keep it in your species.
Fine.
But, like, think about that. Pluto's a dog.
All right, we're not having this discussion. This is an internet discussion forever.
But my... No. I'm not going down that discussion. My point, though, is that Pluto's a dog.
Yeah.
And he... I think he's had a girlfriend. I think we've seen, like, a female... Like,
I have no idea.
Like, I think so. But Goofy, of all of them, was like... You guys see that cow out there? I'm gonna fuck that cow. Clarabelle? You gonna fuck Clarabelle?
Yeah, that cow. Yeah, I mean, and that's definitely...
Betty Boop.
What about her?
I don't know anything about Betty Boop, really.
I don't really
she,
either.
She, like, dances and she goes, boop, boop, boop.
I mean, she, so she's a characterization of...
I know she's, like, a sex symbol, kind of.
She was a sex symbol, yes.
Felix the Cat.
I don't know anything about Felix the Cat either. Also, you make it sound like we, you know, were watching these cartoons as kids.
No. These are classics. No, but you know.
I know the icon. If you pointed out,
yeah.
You know, on a purse or something, Betty Boop, I'd be like, oh yeah, that's Betty Boop. That's exactly what she is. Let's see here. So yeah, okay. So yeah, she's a character of a jazz age flapper. That's what I thought. Yeah, she is the most self-confident little bust imaginable. Yeah, no, she's definitely a sex symbol. Yeah. I mean, there's not really a lot to talk about with her, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yes.
We've gone through a lot of classic cartoon characters here.
We sure have.
Who's the worst? I'm going to say Goofy.
I disagree with that.
Name someone worse? Porky? I mean,
it depends on your definition of worst.
When, like, I mean worse, I mean like...
Like forgettable?
Yeah.
I mean, as I said, I know nothing about Betty Boop, and I know nothing about Felix the Cat. He's
got a magic bag.
I didn't even know that he had a magic bag. So, for me...
Felix is the worst? He's like an original. He was out before even Mickey.
But he wasn't...
He was in this game before the others were even here. He was a player before anyone else.
And while that's true, he didn't last. I know nothing about that character.
Damn. That's really mean to Felix. He's still around.
There are modern cartoons of Felix?
I think they made one like 2010, 08, something like that.
My point is that I know nothing
about this cat. I'm not going to fucking say Felix the Cat's the worst cartoon character, classic cartoon character. That's mean to Felix.
Well, you're mean to Goofy, so...
We'll say Betty Boop.
Okay.
Betty Boop?
It's hard for me to agree with that because she was one of... Well...
Oswald.
Okay, yeah, sure, Oswald.
I like Oswald.
Well, see, the thing about Betty Boop is that she's, like, the only curvaceous character that people... look at. And yes, it is a sex symbol, but also, like, it she is a vision that, like, curves are good.
Right, Porky
and
Pig.
We don't get that anymore.
Porky Pig.
Porky Pig's got curves, too.
He's a literal pig.
He is a pig.
Classic characters. Porky sucks. How did you watch these cartoons?
On the TV.
But you didn't have DVDs or anything or VHS tapes. You
no.
just watched them when
no,
they were
No, it was like Sunday morning cartoons.
You watch cartoons in the morning?
Yeah.
God, you are older than me, aren't you? I never watched cartoons in the morning. What? I would just watch them when they were on, whatever time of the day or whatever.
Sunday morning cartoons.
Saturday morning cartoons, I think.
Was it Saturday? No.
How drunk were you back then as a kid?
All those
fruit Okay, here, let's rephrase this. When you were a kid,
mm-hmm.
who was the character you fucking turned the TV on? You didn't give a shit about if their cartoon
It was a lot out. Of the modern cartoons. I didn't like watching modern cartoons.
Okay, hipster. We're talking about the classic ones, though. When one of the classic characters appeared, what was the characters that
It would probably be either Felix or Betty that I was like, eh.
Really?
Where's Looney Tunes?
That's fair. I mean, I liked the Looney Tunes more.
Looney Tunes were more entertaining. They were more colorful.
We haven't mentioned them, but I'm going to mention them now. Talk classic cartoon characters. They're not the worst. If I'm going to make a list of my favorites, like Warner Brothers, the Looney Tunes folks mm-hmm. out there, Tom and Jerry.
I love Tom and Jerry. That would be the one that, like, if I flipped the channels
yeah,
and that was on,
I never
it would
it off.
Stay on the rest of yeah. the day. I love Tom and Jerry. Yep.
Who's better?
Well, see, you're talking to a cat person. I love Tomcat.
Okay. He's trying to hurt a defenseless little mouse.
That mouse is a little shit.
What the fuck did you say about Jerry the mouse?
Jerry the mouse is a little shit.
What?
Yeah.
Name something he does that makes him a little shit.
He just tortures that cat.
No.
Sometimes.
He never starts it. He
no,
never starts
that's
it.
That's not true.
No, he never starts it.
This isn't very chill.
It isn't very chill. You're right. I'm sorry. But he never does start it.
I beg to differ.
He might steal food first. Is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm.
He's just trying to survive. That's what a mouse does.
Mm.
Tom, on the other hand, has like shot guns at him.
Mm-hmm.
Thrown bowling balls at him.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? If there was a mouse that were to walk
I wouldn't shoot a gun at him.
Into our house right now, I would hope that the cats would get him.
You say you like Tom more than Jerry? Even though Tom tries to...
Actually, you know who I like the best?
Hmm.
The dog.
What's his name?
I think it's Butch.
I think it's Butch as well.
I think it is. Butch the dog and then his little pup. They're pretty cute.
Jerry's fine. There's nothing wrong. You're being very harsh on
Jerry.
Jerry's
fine, but I like... Yeah, it was Butch. Boom.
I think you need to remember that Jerry's a fucking mouse trying to live his life.
We're all Jerry's, aren't we?
We are all Jerry's. And there are Toms in the world.
Trying to live our lives.
Jerry saves that little mouse and the little duck.
Yeah.
Tom's going to eat him.
Yeah.
Tom's going to just kill shit. Jerry's trying to help people. Jerry's better than Tom. I know you love cats.
I do love cats. I love Sylvester. And I love Tom.
But not Felix the cat. Fuck him. He sucks. I hate that cat.
Felix. I just don't know anything about Felix.
He's got a magic bag.
I don't care.
Okay. So, I think that's about all we can talk about with classic cartoon characters.
Yeah, I'm sure we missed a few that some of you may think are considered to be a classic cartoon, and we're sorry if we missed them.
I'm not sorry. It's not my job to fucking categorically list every
All right.
classic
Once
cartoon.
Again,
what
not
was
very
the
chill.
What was the name of the guy?
What guy?
Droopy.
Droopy?
Dog.
Yeah, Droopy.
Oh, you didn't mention him. I liked him.
What series was he a part
he,
of?
I don't know if he had a... He would, like... Sometimes he did the elevator. He'd be, like, going up.
Well, yeah, but down. What... Was he Looney...
He's Looney Tunes.
He is Looney Tunes?
Yeah. Or Hanna-Barbera. No, he... Oh, we didn't even talk
we
about
Hanna-Barbera. We didn't even talk about Hanna-Barbera.
You know, you got Kung Kung Fooey.
Yeah, you got the Flintstones. You got the Jetsons. You got...
Okay.
I consider those to be classics.
Jetsons, Flintstones.
What? Which one's better?
Flintstones.
Jetsons.
I disagree, but that's okay.
I feel like we could do a whole episode on just that.
On just the Dutch Jetsons versus the...
Past versus the future.
We do have a lot of we did. Yeah, we forgot all the Hanna-Barbera cartoons. That's fine. We sure did. We weren't here to do it. This is a chill cast. We're just here to talk.
We're just here to chill and talk.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For joining me.
And me.
And us. All of us. For this chill cast. It was really nice.
We nice learned some things. Nice casual discussion. Yeah. / Q&A.
Goodbye.
Bye, guys.